You ever just find yourself drinking beer in a closet? Yeah, me neither. This is the perfect pour.
Wait a second.
What?
Talk about waking around the bed. Make fun of beer, people drinking beer in a closet.
Man, I don't know.
Like, new listeners, they're like, man,
how'd I get here?
Closets against people drinking in closets.
As long as they have koozies in their closet, keep their beer cold.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. I am Mikey.
I am Vinny.
Just kidding, I'm here.
Oh!
Wow.
It's Matt.
That made me laugh for a second. Tudor Brewer is back.
He's tired of this acidic water.
Well, we sit in the same room, so you guys should have known I was still here.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Should have known.
I don't focus well.
Me neither.
Get ready. We're going to hang out for the next hour to 2 to 3 hours and talk about craft beer. We're going to drink craft beer. We're going to give you some beers to look out for.
4 hours, 5 hours.
We're going to listen to listeners calling us, calling into the show. With their two-call limit, of course.
A very stern, strict.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Arbitrary. 1,000%.
But first, otherwise, catch up with our drinking. Sorry.
No ketchup.
No.
Ooh, worst beer ever.
Let's get caught up.
When we were doing our tailgating of the show, we had a growler of Southgate beer. Well, that was a called Thunderdome.
Thunder
8.8 IPA Mosaic Cascade and other things.
I think the ingredients are below.
It's basically, if you're familiar with the Southgate, it's their Sawtooth IPA with Tropic Thunder. Together, making Thunderdome.
Is it secret menu stuff?
Maybe. I don't know. Think so. Is there some more of that Thunderdome?
Yeah, there is.
A little hit of that Thunderdome, bro.
Michelle from Southgate, she's one of the managers. She is very big on blending of the beers. You go up there and you're like, what should I get? I've kind of had everything. And she's like, well, have you ever had the root beer and the stout? And you're like, no. Or, you know, she'd be the red and the pale or something like that, you know. So, I guess this is one of those concoctions.
Make sure you get her bartending.
Yeah, ask for her. She's always busy.
That's a good beer. It's going around the table again.
They actually had a logo refresh. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I totally noticed that.
It used to be, it had the Southgate in script, and then they had a tree above it. And their new logo is actually a hop cone.
This is still a tree.
Yeah. That's old logo.
But they
just got a brand new wrapped van. They have their social media. A lot of their things are starting to reflect this new logo.
So. Oakhurst is known for their hop cones.
Yes. That was another argument I heard by a beer person.
They have the hop cone Olympics up there in Oakhurst.
He's being sarcastic.
It's real.
You jick. Well, this is... I'm advising to have this when you're if you happen to go to Southgate.
Recco.
Your Yosemite trip.
Hashtag Recco.
It's a Recco beer. And we also had a New Belgium. This is out of their 12-pack. One of their 12-packs. I forget which one it's called.
The Folly?
I guess the Folly, yeah. It would be the latest Folly. And this was like the, they always have one that's not in production or
one that they force upon you.
It's the Mothership Wheat beer brewed with spices.
Did it say, what'd you say? Abandoned Mothership?
Yeah, Abandoned Mothership. I immediately found a dump glass and put that in there because I'm not a wheat beer fan, but some of them I can drink.
I actually enjoyed it.
Uh-oh, Peter Brewer enjoyed it.
Whoa.
Difference of opinion.
That would be a beer to break up something.
Like, all right.
Like
Good cleansing beer.
If I had a crowler of a stout, I'd put that in between it, and it would work.
Yeah. All right.
Sometimes I don't mm-hmm. like 32 ounces of a stout in one sitting. Sometimes you got to put something between it.
This confuses Nick.
Yes.
What?
For those of us.
You mean there's more than stouts?
Yes.
There's other beers?
Hey, Ron Swanson, whatever.
I like dark-haired beers and pretty women.
Beer shouldn't have hair, sir.
No. Oh, these do.
So there you go. We're caught up on the tailgating beers. So we could open a new beer at any point now.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying you need to now. I'm just saying this could happen.
Anytime this could happen. Throughout the show, you'll find random beers being opened. Prepare yourself. That is not a can.
I love gold.
Guess what?
Guess the old guessing what?
Yeah.
What device?
What holding, the vessel?
Beer holding vessel? It was.
What the vessel was that? We're not even going to tell you. We're just going to let you.
Yeah.
So that like, is
thanks, podcast asshole.
That is also a Southgate beer. I was up there on my birthday,
so
which just happened.
That's the only hint.
Happy post birthday.
It's a form of a growler.
Hopefully we'll hear more about that.
I actually told you guys what it was before the show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He thinks we pay attention before the show.
Don't choke.
Damn crackers.
So this one is their Good Vibration Session IPA.
That's racist, sir.
You damn crackers.
How far are we in? Are we already tangenting, Matt?
So, was Good Vibration, was that Beach Boys or Grease?
Beach Boys.
That's a Beach Boy.
Okay.
Good vibrations. Boy, there is no carbonation going on, or very little, actually.
Yeah, when I got home...
He laid out the carbonation.
Yeah.
He depressurized the canister.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Matt?
I'm decarbonizing this.
I'm still figuring out this growler.
You gave it away.
I got it home and it like fell over in the fridge and it started leaking. Didn't leak in my backpack when it was on its side, but it leaked in the fridge. So I think that was enough to degas it.
Wow. Degassed.
Yeah.
Your growler's degassed, bro.
I do that.
Now this isn't your traditional growler. This is your, that matte black painted, like a water bottle.
Is this a double wall?
Camping coffee mug water bottle style.
Yep.
Growler with a twisty top.
This is the one you sneak into places that aren't supposed
to. Oh, yeah. You could sneak. Yeah. People, dumb idiots that are beer geeks wouldn't know the difference.
Allegedly.
You'd think you'd have coffee, but really you have coffee
it's
beer.
Just my thermos.
You're just doing giggling the whole time. You're at the gate and you're like, all right, come on through. Well, why are you doing that?
No reason. I don't have beer in here, that's for sure.
Yes, tell them exactly what you have. That'll fool them.
When you guys try your glasses on there, I don't think the stemware was working with the physics.
Oh.
The sonic foamer. Sonic foamer.
Oh, we have sonic foamer problems, issues. Where, are we supposed to foam this? All right.
The good vibrations, try it out.
We're going to give it some sonic vibrations.
Nope, that looks like it's working better with the glass. Didn't look like it worked with the stemware.
Stemware doesn't work as well.
Well, I apologize, guys. This is a poor representation of how amazing this beer is. I really let you down with this growler.
Well, still, go up in the Southgate and figure it out for yourself. Me. I'm talking to me.
Oh, yeah. Mikey.
Me listening.
Or go to Strummers.
Future Mikey.
They're typically undrafted at Strummers.
Strummers, huh? They love that Southgate there at Strummers. One of our music venues here in town. So what's going on in the culture of craft beer? Culture.
I'm currently using a Michelob San Diego coaster.
Coaster!
And also a Bottle Logic coaster. two coasters I've never used before.
Culture.
Oh, not coasters. I thought you said coasters. I'm sorry.
What coasters are you using now, guys?
I got a vintage Butterfields.
Ooh.
I got a 10-year.
Of course people have that.
10-year anniversary.
Do you have a Butterfields?
No, but there's one on eBay. I'm really tempted to buy
it. Somebody put a Butterfields coaster on eBay?
Uh-huh.
Everything beer related is on eBay.
What?
Yeah.
You need one. This is a local brew pub that Tioga's current brewmaster started at, which turned into Sequoia with blah, 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 blah. But our original brew pub of Fresno, Butterfields.
Yeah. They were here first.
Was there a brew pub existed in Fresno before that?
Ooh.
I know we had Fresno Brewing Company way, way back in the history.
We need a beer historian to tell us that.
I think so. There used to be... on the old Dugovic's Thrift, that used to be a brewing company back in the 30s.
Where is that?
Dugovic is
the Blackstone Abbey Triangle.
Between Olive and McKinley. Thing. But it's a three-story building. It was a gravity-fed brewery, purpose-built, the whole thing. And I think it was called Yosemite Brewing. And I think they had a Sequoia. There's like very little... articles on it and stuff like that. Sometimes you could find a few little photos of it, of like stuff that's been sold on eBay, but
we'll have to research that.
Yeah.
Somebody that listening knows more about Fresno Beer Street, let us know.
But, Fresno Beer Street.
What's culturally? Is there something?
I got one.
What happened?
Culture.
This happened a couple of weeks ago. I was able to catch it live as, there's this guy named, Joshua May. He's out of Virginia, I believe, and he likes to do beer reviews. He has a beer shop, and this one stood out to me.
Is this a YouTube channel?
He has a Facebook, but I think he does post to YouTube.
Okay.
So.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
We just took a trip to Walmart, and I've been reading on the beer boards that there's this pack out there that Walmart makes, and they're posing it as craft beer. So, I pulled the plug and bought it. It's called A Pack of Trouble, and let's see what's inside.
Oh, no. We're going to listen to an unboxing.
Oh, no.
Ah, jeez.
You can give you a little nifty, like,
get a better pocket knife
thing to open it up for the true alcoholic. So inside you get the Swiss After Army Party Fork. Pale Ale.
After Party Pale.
And again, these guys are posing as Troublesome Brewing. It's Walmart making craft beer. The Red Flag Amber. That's a ale brewed with honey.
Red Flag Amber.
Dig some more in here. What else we got here? We got the Round Midnight Belgian White, or a wheat ale.
Round Midnight.
That's when I do all my shopping at
Walmart. And finally,
it's only time to go.
You have the Cats Away IPA. Ooh, that's extra catchy. So this one's 5.9% ABV. Let's see what the other ones are. The Belgian White's a 5.4. The Red Flag Amber is a 4.5 ABV. And then the pale ale is a 5.3 ABV.
They got to be low so they can get them all into their markets, the right markets.
Yeah. So, and he actually drank them. He said they weren't infected or anything like that. I believe he said the Belgian was like the best of them, but you can go to his Facebook. You can find this video. And he said they were all drinkable. But
Mikey, wait, come back. We're not done with the show yet.
I'm out.
But, so, it was just very interesting. But yeah, it's. You go to Walmart, and that's like the $10.99 12-pack.
Belgian Walmart beer. And it's the best of the group.
And it's like the equivalent of...
GABF winners.
It's one of those equivalent of the White Plains, New York, and then it's Troublesome Brewing.
New York City.
But, so I mean, we might have talked about this, or might have been somebody else that talked about this. Everybody might already know about this, whatever it is. But I thought that was kind of interesting.
Disgusting.
I feel like that could have been something that was donated to us, and we wouldn't have known it until somebody read this note after.
I would have tasted the Walmart. I would have tasted the lights, the lighting, and dirty aisles and the butt cracks.
This beer.
Ill-fitting pajamas.
Yes. This beer reminds me of butt crack.
That's not even that person's nice pajamas. Yeah, at least wear your good pajamas to the store.
These are my going out pajamas.
These are my I don't give a shit pajamas. Oh.
I'd hate to see your regular pajamas. You eat shit for breakfast?
So watch out. Stay away from Walmart. I never go. I don't ever. I haven't been. I shopped at Walmart once in the past 20 years.
Nice.
Only because Reggie knows we're going down to the Fresno State USC game. Mm-hmm. And we stopped in Tulare. We didn't have seats for our tailgate. Oh. We didn't have any seats.
Oh.
And they wanted the group I was with wanted to go to Walmart and get tailgating seats. And so I was like, okay, I'll go. I'm not going to be that one dick that goes, actually, I don't shop in Walmart, so we're going to have to find a different store.
I'll be that dick.
Where's the Woolworth?
Where's your local place for tailgating beer here, Tulare?
I'd like an artisan tailgate seat.
Do you have any artisan chairs for tailgating?
I'd rather buy it from the guy that bought it from Walmart on the street corner.
I like hand-spun.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that.
I like hand-spun cotton on my seating.
Yeah. So that's the only time I've shopped in Walmart past 25
years. I'm embarrassed to say the reason I shopped at Walmart in the last 25 years.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let that go. Maybe we'll put that in the Patreon page. Mm-hmm. What did Nick buy in
what
Walmart?
What can get Nick to go to a Walmart?
I would say the only thing would get me to go is be on Christmas Eve and I haven't bought any presents. And
that
might be the only way that's you're going to get one. Me to go Walmart.
Fuck that. Then they're getting an Amazon gift card.
Yeah.
You email directly to them.
You print it out. Email. Where's your present? Have you checked your email this morning?
Yeah, check your email. How about that email?
Check your email. I usually don't check my email on Christmas morning. Well, you might want to check it.
Oh, yeah. You should.
You're welcome.
It's a good one.
There's been so many times I bought
$40, bro.
So tell me it fits, right?
So many times I bought gift cards, and then after I sent it, I double check that I sent it for the right date. I'm like, shit, is it going to show up on Christmas or the day before? Forgot.
Damn it.
Did I schedule it right?
It's Christmas still on the 23rd. I'm just checking.
What isn't it the fourth Thursday? Isn't that what Christmas falls on?
There you go. It's always the fourth Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
What the hell else is going on?
So, Good Beer Hunting posted an article. This is not exactly new.
Now you're just like a Good Beer Hunting fanboy now.
It's one of those, I started reading it before I realized where it was. But
he's a Goose Island clone.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I'm
just speaking of clones.
I'm just trying to say loud things.
Orphan Black, Recco.
Orphan Black? Mm-hmm. That's a good show. Recco.
Good show.
Recco. Orphan the New Black.
Orphan the New Black.
51 Shades of Orphans.
Clones, bro. Hot clones.
Yes, go ahead, Bearded Brewer. Sorry.
So
we have a lot of tangents we built up for 2 weeks here.
God damn it. Can't I get anything done on
this
show?
We gotta purge the system.
We have lots of tangents waiting on deck here.
Here's all I hear. That's all I hear from you guys.
You hear the Charlie Brown teacher? Wah, 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 wah,
wah, but,
wah, wah.
But, sir.
Is that Eddie Van Halen on the guitar?
Wow.
Whoa.
Ooh, whoa, whoa.
More like...
Watched a video on him and he's just like, oh, this is what I do and blah blah blah. But somebody posted this article. I started reading it, not realizing halfway into it that it was from Good Beer Hunting. Okay, that's my story.
That's cool.
But
Good Beer Hunting's great.
The headline is The Improbable Tale of a Beer Called Sculpin. And I was interested in it because I was, how does that beer start? That beer grew. It was everywhere. Everybody liked it. Everybody got to know about it. And
even Budweiser.
You know, they talk about the brew shop that Ballast Point had back in 96 or no, 92. And then they talked about 96. I mean, they went back 20 years on this whole thing. So. But I was interested in the article because there's a gentleman named Alex Tweet, And he was one of the guys involved in the Sculpin thing. I think he was more involved in the grapefruit. But he's the guy I mentioned that has gone on to Modern Times, and he went on to Fieldwork.
Fieldwork, yeah.
So it was, if you go, like, Alex tweet Wikipedia, that doesn't exist. So unless you catch an interview or something, you know, you have to go deep into the internet to find interviews to say,
the dark net.
What is his history? What is this? What is that? So unless he, you know, it's not like IMDb where he could just be like, what movies was Rodney Dangerfield in? What's his personal life like? That doesn't exist in the beer world per se. So
maybe it should.
That was kind of cool BMDB. Article to see a little bit of where he came in about that beer and what he did. So
Brewers IMDb.
Where's our wiki pages?
Yeah.
Where's beer's wiki pages?
If you,
everything would be redacted.
Perfect Pour Wiki probably doesn't exist. We could make it. It wouldn't be very long.
On a page. Can't say that. Can't say that.
So
nobody needs to know that.
So watch that Walmart beer review. Look for that article on the Sculpin. It's some good morning shitter material. It's for those people that don't deny using their cell phones in the bathroom.
Never been flagged. Don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what that is. I don't go.
I don't go to the bathroom.
I never have to go.
I haven't gone in 10 years.
That's disgusting. What else? Is there anything else? Can you think of something, Nick?
Can I?
Out there floating in the
Can I make stuff
world?
Up?
Sure.
Okay.
Nobody's fact-checking this.
Back by you.
The debates are over. Did anybody do the...
By the way, Exapero sent us a box of Sunmaine golden raisins, and he has the Sunmaine girl saying, fuck raisins.
But not just any box, mind you. Not just any box, but it's a 15-ounce box. That's 2.5 cups of raisins.
Whoa. That's a lot of fucking raisins.
Yeah.
That'll get you moving in the morning.
Nothing wrong with that, bro.
Mikey's
keep it loose.
I can just see it, Mikey, for the next week. He's just going to be grabbing handfuls of that every time he walks by the box.
There's not going to be enough time to read my good beer hunting article because it's all going to just go so quick.
You're saying you need more raisins than that for
no more raisins in my diet?
No, less raisins. He needs time to read, bro.
Yeah, come on. That's what I'm saying. Thinking of reading, what have you been reading about beer, Nick?
Oh, my. Is your Sunday not metal enough?
No, it needs more.
Yeah, there definitely needs more.
Is your brunch not beery enough?
Yes, it is not.
I could always use more.
Metal Sabbath Sunday at Phantom Carriage, October 2nd.
Ooh. Ooh.
Enjoy a slow, heavy day in Doom City, metal brunch and beer. Bring your own vinyl, and we'll put it on.
Do the fairies have to wear boots?
Well, you got to believe me. Saw it happen with my own two eyes. Oh, yeah.
Dun-dun. You went out and saw things?
No, I'm singing the song.
Oh, okay.
Gosh darn it.
You were singing War Pigs.
I blended.
doing a song blend?
Yeah, song blend, bro.
Song blends don't work as well as beer blends.
Damn it. Okay.
Who are you, Striker?
So anyways, I thought that was a rad idea.
Striker!
Vinyl,
I
check.
Would take his job.
Beer, check. Sabbath, check. Sunday, check.
Play those songs are all good. Randomly?
Those are all good things.
Yes. And then they're also having a Deadly Harvest.
Deadly Harvest.
Draft only release. It's a wild blonde ale. A wild blonde stout, sorry. So, make more brewers in the world, make more things happen like Phantom Carriage. Untapped now lets you follow venues, and they give you alerts when they're doing things. Like House of Pendragon, you could follow them on Untapped and find out when they're having Steal the Glasses and or burn your bunghole salsa competitions.
I have a couple notifications on Dust Bowl. I get notified when Dust Bowl takes stuff off and on.
So I think they're, I don't know.
Well, maybe that's not new, but they're recoing them. Like I got a reco, like, hey, follow this brewery. You might like it. I'm like, yeah, I do.
So Untapped
I already do.
Untapped enlisted help you know, they sold out a while back because it was just two guys.
Sell out.
And I think that the company they merged with also does Tap Hunter. So I think now we're finally starting to see the integration of both.
Right.
So I think that's why you're getting more notifications from a venue side.
It comes up like your badge when you get a new badge, you know, the intermediate screen between checking it in and going back to the homepage.
Good Lord. I just pulled something out of the physics. What the hell was that?
Whoa, bro.
Da-na-na-na. Tangent.
I was like, oh, hey, there's a crawler in the physics.
There is a crawler in the physics. Oh, do you? Well, you know what? It's a stone beer.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. I know what it is.
Tastes like a stone.
This was donated to the show by a San Diego listener, Todd-a-lod.
Is that what he sent us in that, like, 12-foot long box?
No, there's more. There's more Talal butter, but this was a crowler, so we had to get to it.
Oh.
So I know what it, a style of it. Can you guys at least guess the style? I know the style and ABV here. Give me a style and ABV, Nick. Go.
Hoppy Lager 4.5.
Hoppy Lager 4.5. Style and ABV, Bitterbur.
I'm going to say 5%. I'm going to say Vienna.
Oh, this is called Ripper. It is a San Diego Pale, 5.7%.
What? None of those things. Did this they is use, none of those things.
Did they use hops in it?
Oh!
Yeah, I know that was brutal.
You got burned.
It's bitter, but there's no...
It's got that dry lager-iness.
Yeah. Tastes like a lager, bitter lager.
Oh, is that how you say it? Oh, fine. I got me a little. Oh, you went for a pushback nitro foam.
Pushback fizz on there.
Nitro foam esque.
This beer essence. This beer essence. Underwhelms me.
Essence of nitro.
Wow.
Well, I'm disappointed now that I know it's a pale.
This was in a crowler that got sent through legal means. Muled up to us by a delivery person.
Delivery donkey.
A delivery donkey. So you don't know. I mean, it's not completely accurate.
No, I feel this beer was always this way.
Similar to our Southgate. Oh.
I don't think this was tampered. I think this is a beer that Stone released.
This is fairly accurate representation.
Well, I mean, it tastes like Stone.
Yeah. Okay. It's like it is more like a Berliner or something. Like, it's just very, the hops are hiding.
It's not well. It's not an arrogant bastard. It's more like a brat nephew.
It's a quiet cousin back in the corner, like doing
the quiet coloring. Cousin drinking in the closet.
Yep. Closet there? Drinker.
What you doing in there?
Nothing. I mean, I guess it's drinkable. I mean, I wouldn't buy a 6-pack of it, but...
Wow. Or you'd have 5 beers left over.
Be one of those things where I'm trying to get rid of the
beer. You should really try this awesome beer before you get to anything else.
When you get 4 wheat beers and out of your New Belgium Folly pack.
I like how I just blew a snot bubble.
Doing some more physics machine.
Going for
donated to the show by the lovely people at Physics.
Look them up.
They got a great review on the SD Beer Talk show.
Okay, so I've had field work. I know I talk about field work a lot. Shut up.
Hey,
this field work's
the new Russian River. Okay, let us have our time with field work.
I've had a lot of crowlers from them, and I've had crowlers a week old, 2 weeks old. Transported, they've gotten warm, everything. Crowlers hold up well, at least for a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's what you're saying. So
I'm saying Stone should know how to package it into a crowler. That should be a prerequisite to get a job.
Packaging wizards.
I don't think they just go, hey, you want a job? You could be a bartender and fill crowlers. I'm pretty sure they have a little bit stricter methods than that. So.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, job fair at the mall.
Mall job fair. Hey, can you show up to work? Yeah. You're hired.
You ever heard of beer? Yeah. Hired.
Hey,
hired.
You guys want a job?
Yeah, want a job.
J-O-B.
Job. The last guy just disappeared, I swear.
He's taking a nap with the fishes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right, well, I have something to talk about. Do you have more to talk about? Trying to keep this shit going on.
We'll get to you later.
Who are you?
Who are you? Is that the new brewery? Who are you?
Who are you? That's a good name. Mm-hmm. Brewery name. Who are you?
Do you know who I am?
That's an even better brewery. Do you know who I am?
That's a good beer name right there.
Do you know who I am? Nope, we'll move along.
What? Oh, okay. Don't bail on your stuff, man. Have confidence in your things. I don't know.
So, do you guys know who Ty Burrell is?
Oh, yeah, that's, no.
Okay. I know the name is...
Phil Dunphy.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Modern Family, not Modern Times. Modern Family. He has a beer bar in Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Never heard of that.
That's not right next to Salt Lake City. Yeah.
It's a sand is Beardy. Crossed off.
Sand. Good, Antonio.
Listener and future GABF correspondent, Beardy lives in the Salt Lake City area.
That's good. I wonder if Beardy has seen it and been there.
Oh, maybe.
And can tell us what beers are on there, because I can't find out what beers they have.
Oh, they don't have any listing?
No.
Beardy, go to Ty Burrell's craft beer bar and report back.
But I was thinking, man, I would have a beer with Phil Dunphy. That would be pretty rad.
Is this all in California?
Hmm?
Wait, what state are we talking
about? It's Utah beer bar.
Utah.
Mm. Don't they have the
San Francisco of Utah?
I think they have their weird, like, in Utah you can't get over 5.5% or something.
Oh.
There's some sort of weird, one of those weird states with their weird alcohol.
Oh, when it's on draft, right?
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe it's bottled even. There's something.
Yeah.
I think Beardy talked about it once, and now I forget because I've had beers since then.
In the closet.
Yep. Closet beers.
But yeah, it'd be cool. What, like, is there a celebrity you'd want to have a beer with?
Oh, throwing that out there, huh?
They're mostly female, but yes.
Well, yeah. In this alternate universe,
yes.
Am I single or am I married?
Well, if it's a lady, it's got to be hot enough to where your wife won't care.
She's got to be so hot that your wife's like, yeah, good luck with that, bro.
No, I was thinking more along, like, hell, I'd have a beer with her.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No. Yeah, I was thinking of, like, she'd be like, yeah, like, you'd have a shot. Go ahead. Go ahead and have a beer with her, honey.
Right. Yeah, wink, wink. Have your beer.
Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah, if you ever see me go to Monterey, it's probably one reason, just to pop into all the coffee shops and beer places there. Let's see if I run into anybody.
Ah.
You got some girls hidden away in Monterey? tell us of these hidden troves.
I just sound creepy. Let's keep going. There would be many celebrities I'd like to have a beer with.
Oh, gosh. I'm taking this question too seriously.
Okay. Well, get back to us.
Because I'm thinking about it.
We'll give you some time, Mikey.
All right.
All I want to know is, does Kate Beckinsale like beer? That's all I want.
If she does, I'm in.
Oh, I'm wondering.
Yeah, that would be, it would have to be somebody that would like beer. Like, it'd be sort, not necessarily a beer geek, but
right,
would be, enjoy
like good Nick, beer. Nick Offerman comes to mind.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably would be.
He'd right. probably have a likable one.
No, but see, but he could.
is a beer.
he could be a person that'd be like, shut up, just drink the beer. Like, he wouldn't be, you know, he'd just be like, it's beer, drink it.
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't be like, don't fucking fuss over it.
Right. Don't fuss over beer.
You know, he'd be like that Budweiser commercial.
American lock.
American. Just America. Drink it.
It's America. It's made in America. Just drink it.
Dip your meat in it.
Ooh. Craft beer is all American. How about that?
Yeah.
It's America.
It's real America.
Kind of.
Oh, what? Hops? New Zealand hops?
Yeah. Pretty much the ingredients you use, all the yeast can be, but pretty much the ingredients you use are not from America or unless not from...
Unless you're Oregon brewer that gets all that Yakima Valley
so hops. It's designed and assembled in America.
There you go. You got a...
Assembled in America.
Yeah. Assembled in America.
Beer. Assembled in America.
There you go. That's a gooder blanket. That's a gooder one right there.
All right.
Yeah, let's carry on.
Yeah, carry on.
My wayward sons.
All right, well,
there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest.
Don't cry.
Don't you cry no.
Don't you cry anymore.
You're my boy, Blue.
All right. Well, we're having this stone. Thanks, Todd.
Oh, we're doing a show.
Yeah, this is a show.
Oh shit!
Just so you guys know. This is also a show. Oh shit!
It's okay. I've experienced other podcasts saying it's going to be a short show tonight, and I look at look at the episode. It's only 2 hours and 45 minutes. That's a short show.
5 hours later.
Well, we don't have a lot of guests or anything to really talk those about tonight.
End up being
3 hours long.
A three-hour tour.
Son of a bitch.
What did she do?
My drop's not fucking working.
Will Ferrell. That'd be a good one to drink beer with. Will?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
He probably would be good. I think he probably would be into
I
beer.
Think he'd appreciate an artisan ale.
I would like artisan to have a beer ale. With Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, good call.
He'd be like, why do the hops make the beer?
What is it with hops? I mean, come on. It's
hops.
You guys do it better than I do.
You got the hop. You got the water. You got the yeast. You got the grain. Why do you have to put so many hops in?
Ooh, what about having a beer with Henry Winkler? Henry Winkler?
Hey.
Ooh,
the Fonz.
Having a beer with the Fonz.
Fonzie A's.
You could put that on a resume. Had a beer with the Fonz.
And you would at least get an interview because they would want to like,
what was he like?
Hey, what happened with this Fonz and the beer thing you put on your resume? What happened there?
Will you come already?
Oh. Last
Didn't
one.
You have something
beer
to talk
with
about?
Don Rickles, even if he made fun of you the whole time.
Yeah, like I need that. No, that would be good. Don Rickles is awesome. Would be good.
Well, tell me you're driving.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. We have a couple rules. One rule is you only get 2 calls a week. Don't drag it out.
Yeah, no milk.
Keep it tight.
Get it in 2 voicemails,
if you're gonna talk about beers you had, keep it to something, one really good one or 1 or 2 interesting ones. We don't need all the whole listing. And there you go. That's it. And then you call us and you tell us things about what you've been doing, show related things, beer, always beer related things. On the Perfect Pour voicemail line, and you can't tell that I'm trying to pad while I'm bringing it up.
Industry terms, bro.
Pad for time. Nope.
I actually went for a refill on that stone growler just so people know.
Ooh.
There's a lingering bitterness.
Perfect Pour. Hey. Jose.
Hey.
I was just listening to the episode.
Nice.
Damn fine work.
Thank you.
And I've noticed a few things. Uh-oh. I couldn't wait. Had to immediately call in halfway through the episode.
Always pulling a Scotty.
First, I'd like to open up with a conspiracy theory.
Oh,
onto
yes.
your game, Perfect Four. You play a mean, mean chess match. How come Bearded Brewer and Scotty B have never been on the microphone at the same time?
Wow.
That is
furthermore,
a thing.
I posit, have they ever been in the same room at the same time? We have a little Bruce Wayne and Batman thing going here. Bearded Brewer, are you Scotty B?
Yeah, why is he called Bearded Brewer?
Bearded Brewer? Interesting. Interesting.
Yes, I like this.
Secondly, I'd like to touch on a topic of old beer.
Uh-huh.
Old beer is pretty intriguing. Like, if the store claims that they've cellared it on purpose, I feel they should have to declare that. Like, hey, here's our, like, awesomely aged Bourbon County brand Goose Island Buyout Stout from, like, forever ago. Or, hey, here's our, like, really nice, you know, rare barrel aged sour or something. But, like, if it's just because they forgot to rotate stock, that's bullshit.
And like, hey, we ate this.
That's crap.
Here's some beer we forgot about.
Moved off the shelf and not sold at all, ever. Not never, ever. Lastly, most importantly, I would like to echo Florida Steve on his saying Bell sucks. Bells, you fucking suck, you ass. Mostly because you're Bells. And you suck.
Wow.
And you have
blanket
to
suck.
Love you guys. Keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Oh, he's driving. Yay. Yay.
So blanket Bells, blanket suck on the Bells. And so I wonder, okay, so supermarkets, they write off old product and they're supposed to dump it, air quotes, dump it, right?
Well, I don't know about beer. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying.
We always sent beer back. I don't remember.
Oh, you send it back to the distributor?
Yeah. We used to dump milk.
Okay.
And we could only dump a certain amount of milk. We couldn't down the drain because then you're like fucking up the aquifer or whatever.
Right.
But, I don't remember. I think all the vendors would usually bring, you know, take the beer back.
I was wondering if there's going to be this secret speakeasy happening behind supermarkets where they dump old beer and like somebody goes and collects it and sells it. Like, hey, I got some old supermarket beer.
Well, we've tried to figure this out before. Like, what do you guys do with the old beer? Seems like nobody really wants to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, things I've...
First rule about beer, yeah, old beer club.
Beer club, don't talk about old beer.
Speaking of this candidly, I've seen different things. There used to be a grocery store that closed a couple of branches in town. And I know when they had a bunch of beer that kind of seemed old, what they would do is they would load it into a banana box. And they would discount that banana box for a certain price. So you could go to the store, you could buy a banana box for $10, $15, $20, whatever, and you got it. You could have some Easter eggs, you could have a bunch of crap.
Yay, mystery bag.
But that was their way of rotating product when it didn't move. I've seen... But that's the biggest gray area is because if there's food on the shelf and it has an expiration date, you shouldn't or couldn't sell it past the expiration date. That was just it. With alcohol, they could give you a best buy date. That doesn't mean it means just as well as an expiration date. It's guaranteed its freshness until this point. But there's no law saying that, oh, person will get cancer or sick and die if they drink it past this. So it seems like too many people throw their hands up. It seems like the distributor could say, we don't care. It's a slow store. It seems like the store could say, no, the distributor needs to take care of it. And it seems like the individual brewery says, we're trying to make money. We can't do this. So it seems like there's three parties and they all kind of say, well, somebody will do something about it.
But and nobody does.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the store could probably discount it and it probably could move or some people could go around and change it out. There's multiple answers to it. It's just there's no system to say which is the most effective, which should happen.
Nah, I'm just as foggy now. Basically, nobody wants to. Let's just keep it under the rug. Is what we're trying to do.
It's probably a hit to the ego. Like breweries are like, what do you mean our beer's getting old? Why isn't it selling out instantly? Why are we not?
Because the store sucks.
Why are there not lines out the door to get our beer?
Lines out the door? Grocery store?
I mean, well, yeah.
There has been time.
You've never waited at a grocery store for beer? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, yeah. In the checkout line.
I would like to pay for this now.
Excuse me, I have beer. You've got like... fucking lettuce and shit. I've got beer. Okay, can I get ahead in front of you? Yeah, thank you.
Can I just go ahead? Express lane, 15 items or less.
Yeah.
There's only six in here. Only six. Count it.
Beer.
That topic could just go on for days. I mean, you know.
Nobody's beer gets old.
I don't. We could just, it could just go on forever. Forever.
Is this a song that...
Well, let's have a beer. We've got plenty of voices.
Can we open a beer? God
damn it. Since Lumber Jose just called. I love gold.
Me too. Me too.
Did he send us a beer?
Lumber Jose sent us some beer, okay. And this is one of them. He was drinking this. Tweeted at us via Untappd. The Unknown Brewing Company.
Parts unknown? Or just unknown?
Over the Edge American IPA.
America.
It's Unknown Brewing Company.
Isn't that a song?
By the way, happy International Podcast Day.
Yeah, that thing. Listen to all your favorite podcasts.
International Podcast Day.
Like The Waffle Podcast.
The Waffle?
And...
Is that a podcast?
The Silk Tie podcast.
I think I took a little too much, but that's all right.
Oh, oops. Did you use your big glass?
I used my big glass.
I don't know where this is going.
International Podcast Day is...
Mismatched Socks podcast.
September 30th every year.
This is going worse.
What's happening?
This is going worse than I thought it would.
Just Tibetan throat music? What's going on here?
What's happening?
L.A. Guns, Over the Edge.
You're trying to play an L.A. Guns song and that's what happened?
I'm still using my McKellar coaster, if anybody's wondering.
I was like, is it Over the Edge, like a Metallica song or something? No, it pulls up the L.A. Guns, the Patrick Swayze.
Why isn't that a beer name, the Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, somebody get on that. There you go, Pine and Palm.
Don't ghost me,
bro. Swayze.
Well, the lyrics are, I'm over the edge. Seven candles burn so bright.
I can give Pine and Palm all kinds of Point Break names for their beer.
Oh, man.
You want Point Break names?
Let's do it.
Utah, two.
Utah, two.
Utah, give me two. Give me two.
Give me two.
A double IPA.
Nice. Give me two.
Give me two, Utah.
I like it.
When they're staking out the bank. They might hit this bank, and it's like in the morning, and he's like, there's this really good Subway sub sandwich. They make the best meatballs in the city right around the corner. Go give me a couple, Utah. It's like 10:30 in the morning. He's like, He's like, Utah, give me two.
Give me two.
There's t-shirts about it. Come on. Point Break fans.
Is there enough references in the movie that you could make a brewery out of it?
Oh, yeah. You could do every. You could.
Why make is there everything. Not a brewery called Point Break?
Point Break Brewing.
Damn it. That's a good name. Surf Town.
Let's.
Point Break.
Let's get on it.
The perfect four for you to be here.
Drink beer.
4 p.m. Just got home from doing whatever I do on a normal basis this day. Yeah. And guess what?
Yeah, keep down the deal.
On a stone. Still unapologetic IPA. Yay. This beer is delicious, delightful, and perfect, Holmes. I hope they make these in cans so I can buy them in 30 packs. I said, orderly, check it out.
I like that one. It was a good one. They're not going to make that in cans.
Warming up, Got some wood chips in it. Getting it ready for the
smoker.
Heat. Got 8 park bucks going in. And this is going to be my my little follow-up for today's show, Holmes. Give you some info, Wesley. So... pork butts are at 37 degrees at the moment out of the refrigerator.
That low?
They are all seasoned and marinated as of yesterday, Thursday. And check it out, I'm not using nothing but applewood chips, I say. And I think about like 20 pounds, I say. So I'll keep you guys posted. I'll call you back with more feedback every 2 hours or so. And we'll go from there, So I got my thermometer ready set. I mark my aluminum foils with the size and weight of each pork butt. So I know where to stage
pork butt.
Every pork butt in every shelf, depending on the weight of the pork butt. So I can keep even distribution on the heat, Holmes.
One more pork butt.
You know, it's a lot of fucking mathematical and calculational.
Yeah, dude.
But, you know, a homeboy like me, I say, I just fucking eye it, homes. I just look at it and go, what are these? That's where that one goes. I say, but check it out, eh? The stone, delicious. All right, homes. Good night to you, I say. It's going to be a long fucking night, homes. Orale. Peace out.
Peace out. Chu needs his own YouTube channel for cooking.
Yeah.
For Vato cooking. I mean, come on, man. That's perfect.
Martha Chewart.
This what? This question mark, hop question mark beer going around the table as we wait for the slowest freaking.
Oh, my gosh. The unknown.
What are the perfect for? TV, your A, take it out, A. I'm not going to call you every 2 hours and say, because I'll go over my limit, home. So guess what? 4 hours in the pork butt smoking. The 16-hour fucking marathon, homes.
But beer, is there beer on it?
The whole family is out here with me, homes, chilling and having fun. At it. We ordered some pizza, some wings.
Why can't I have Chu's life? Day,
paid a little.
He ordered some wings while you're smoking meat.
4 hours in, it's over.
Damn it!
8:30, homes. I'm still out here.
Call that a meat tornado.
Pork butts are at 112 degrees. Temperature's rising. My smoker's smoking good. I keep changing the wood chips every 45 minutes to every 45 to 60 minutes, homes.
You gotta change a wood chips every chips hour.
That, keep that smoke flowing, you know.
Oh, love that. Get a Traeger, bro.
My heavier
Traeger. You don't have to, you set it, forget it.
Nice.
Can smoke it all day, so man.
Adjust, the Ronco smokers.
My calculations were a little bit ethically incorrect, homes, but it seems like I'm rolling really good right now at 120 degrees. That's it.
So you know, this is like a beer podcast, right, Chu? I mean, I wouldn't mind starting a barbecue podcast if I had the time. I think Chu needs to start a barbecue podcast.
Long evening, but guess what, Holmes? Check this out.
Is he smoking a porter? I can get by
that. Guess what that was, I said.
Porter.
What are the Chu your beers drinking? Almanac. Pilsner. It's in hands. Guess what I did, Holmes? I went out to my local liquor store, found this shit, and guess what I did?
Had
it. About 4 6-packs, eh? I bought a 24-pack, eh? So this is what I've been drinking.
He made a 24-pack.
Low ABV. What is it at? So I got an 8.8, homes. I'm already on my second 6-pack, is it? And it's only 8:30, homes. I'm already feeling good.
Yeah.
Eh? So check it out, eh? I might call you back later. I might not. I might fucking pass out, homes. I don't know.
How'd I get in the closet?
It's nice, though. My pork butts are rolling smooth and slow. And guess what? I got a chance to smoke a Cuban cigar at the same time. That's it. It was all smoking butts and smoking Cubans, Holmes.
You what smoking. He's smoking. Smoking. We's all smoking.
That matter, Holmes. What else, Holmes? I want to thank everybody for that advice on the beer today. I'm glad I went with a sessional or a light beer, because if not, I would have been fucking crying on the floor by now, Holmes.
that Almanac IPA sessional? I don't know.
Something about fucking Jesse's girl. I got tired of my oldies, so I went to a fucking some classic rock, eh? I like this shit, Holmes. Really? I want Jesse's Girl, eh?
That's what we listened to before the show.
Nah, I'm just kidding, Holmes.
Tailgate.
Holmes, I have to watch y'all. I'll give you a call back later, hopefully.
Uh-oh.
I have to watch y'all.
You hit two, all right, Chu.
Man.
Okay, here's our issue now, Chu. There, I can see that there are four other Chu Your Beer calls.
Mm.
Chu has hit the two limit.
Mm-hmm.
I think the consensus is we have to pass those up.
I don't know.
We hate to do it to you. We hate to make you the example, but
somebody's got to be made the example.
Sorry, Chu.
Those are going to go in the vault.
But those were very good. The two he gave us, those were very good voicemails.
Well, yeah, I would have liked to hear some more beer talk, but barbecue talk.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
You know,
as Matt plays with his Apple Watch.
Perfect four. I'm not driving.
What?
I'm not drinking.
Whoa.
What?
I'm not shipping.
Then why are you calling us?
Home. He's in the closet.
I'm wondering a very interesting question.
Why the fuck am I in the closet?
Everybody's thoughts on it. Does glassware in fact matter at all? Lumber Jose, by the way. Somewhere. Just realized that.
What's up, Lumber?
God damn it. Now he's at two. Oh,
we knew that.
Anyway. I don't think glassware really matters that much as long as you have something better than straight side pint.
Okay. Okay.
Pint
okay.
is absolutely atrocious.
Now you're making a point. Yes.
At maintaining aroma. And so you need something tulip shaped or.
You're
like,
a tulip.
You know, a little more bold shaped to capture that aroma. But I'm not necessarily confident I believe in the whole Teku glass and all these crazy IPA glasses and all that. So what are your thoughts? Also, I'm a little sad that I didn't join the Fantasy Football League this year, but I will wait until next year. And then I will clash.
I will clash. We need to promote it better next year. But
who's this we?
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm totally kicking butt right now.
What do you think of this, Lumber Jose? What do you think of this Over the Edge IPA?
I don't have Over the Edge.
You didn't pour it?
This one?
That was the can.
That can right there. That's it. You're holding it.
Ah, I see it now.
I see it now.
I like.
You like?
I like,
yes. It's a little East Coasty.
A little East Coasty, but it's
a little
got
malt,
some...
malty.
Some,
Bells wouldn't enjoy it. You're not missing anything, Bells.
It's got enough hops in it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like a nice beer. It's a nice beer. It's just, you know.
There's more in there.
If you'd like. Easty.
Easty boy.
Easty boys. Easty boys always on vacation. You know them.
They're a great success.
Perfect Four. Hey, it's Evil Circle. I'm driving. Hey, got a trip coming up to Portland with Fontana Gym towards the end of October.
Whoa.
And a question got up. What came up with is how many breweries can we hit in a day and a half in Portland? We got a list going of maybe about 30, maybe 40 breweries.
Trying
to hit up maybe 25 to 30 of them.
No.
Don't know.
No.
You know what Fontana Gym says? Hydrate.
Well, yeah.
Like to know your thoughts. You know, what you guys think. And that a-hole, you know, Chino Yacht Club can't seem to get off the boat, and he's not going. So, F you, Chino Yacht Club.
Whoa.
Like what you guys are doing. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. This is Evil Circle. Talk to you later.
Evil Circle. That's new.
Oh, that's good. I thought he said Evil Urkel.
Evil Circle. So he's a new caller, but he felt familiar, though. I don't know.
If you're doing it right, one brewery.
What?
That's it, man.
If you find the brewery.
Uh-huh. You find it, you
well,
get.
If you're in Bagby's in San Diego area, then you could stay there all day.
Hulk smash.
Because they have different, you know, it's not just their beer.
Right.
But
Chino Jacob could just take the boat all the way up the Pacific, cruise in on the river, head right down towards Portland.
That's ridiculous to go to 20 plus.
That's what I'm saying.
And a one day, whoa, quiet.
You just need one brewery.
I'm saying
you go, you sit down, you fall in love, and you're like, I never need to go anywhere else.
I'm down with that, because, yeah, that happened to me at Bagby's, but I think, but, you know, if you're a visitor to the town,
right,
you want to check out as many as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if there is one that's just like, oh, my God.
But how tired and wore out are you going to be after doing all
well
this?
It doesn't matter that you've done it properly. If you're tired and worn out,
that's what she said.
If you're tired and worn out, you've completed your day properly, whatever that your day entitles. If you're not tired at the end of the day, then you didn't live enough that day, damn it. But I'm gonna say
I'm taking the relaxy cab.
I'm gonna say six for a full day. You start, you know, begin, let's say you're gonna find,
so you're including,
the things that open up first are the places that are like brew pubs, mm-hmm. kind of places, or places that have breweries that have food.
Oh, how do you
breweries
feel about brew lunch. Pubs
yeah now maybe brew pubs aren't so bad. No, places that serve lunch, those are the places you're gonna go to first. Like, they open up at 11.
Yeah, and it's hard to find because most don't open till 5.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're in Portland, you would go to Rogue first because they're gonna have lunch,
brunch,
something like that,
brunch beers.
And then, so your day starts from 11. So you have this 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Probably not even 2 a.m. window.
And that depends on the day. If you're in there on a Tuesday, 9, 10.
Is that what you said? Did you say it was on a Tuesday?
No, I'm just bringing...
We're thinking about optimal day.
Okay.
Full day.
Yeah. Yeah, at least I'm midnight. I'm saying 6. 1 a.m.
But I'm going to mix in a craft beer bar. I'm not going to go to 6 breweries. What are you saying, Bearded Brewery? If you have a whole day to drink, what would be your preference? Like, in a new city, what would be... you have one day. One day to check out as many as you can. What would you comfortably want to do?
Mm-hmm. Tank is full.
Yeah. Well, no, you're not driving.
iPod's
you're not
loaded.
Driving. You have no responsibilities other than to drink that day.
Okay, you have your personal Uber for the day.
Right. You don't have to worry about.
Let's say closer to 10 to 12.
Ooh, you want to go up? All right. Because
you have at least 3 times you need food. So yeah. That's 3 right
but
there.
But you're eating at a place that has beer that you want, craft beer.
So you're talking 4 breweries between every meal.
But you're probably having a meal at one of the breweries. There's going to be a brewery that has meals.
No. There'd be 2 breweries between every meal.
I thought 3 times 4 is 12.
I don't know about that.
Well, you got 3 places to eat, which is that.
You know that Wales
then
is
you got
as
2,
in
4, and 6. UK, 6, 7, right? 8, 9. 9. I said 9 to 12.
Oh, okay. I was going for the 12. Right.
But, I mean, I was in Sacramento. There's obviously breweries. You could spit on a brewery up in that area.
Yeah, Sacramento's just, you trip over breweries all over the freaking place.
They have a lot of breweries, believe it or not.
Dicks.
And, but I mean, there's also great food places that have beer as well. So that's the thing. If you can get samplers, that's what you go for. That's the longevity. Is you don't go to a place and say, "I will have a pint of that pale ale." No, you say you'll get a sampler because a sampler can be equivalent to 2 beers, and you get to try 6 things or whatever. You know, that's where you're being smart, and that's where you have the longevity.
Yep. Just go samplers at every
food
stop.
And samplers.
Sampler, food, water. Sampler, food, water.
Yep.
Repeat.
Yep.
Rinse, lather, repeat.
Hey, Perfect Four. Hey. Hey, People Sucker here again. Hey, my buddy Chino Yacht Club. I think I was a little tough on him.
you can be tough on him.
I'm going to give a shout out to him. Hey, you got the best 45-foot yacht, you know, over there in the Yacht Club in Chino.
Oh.
AKA the mobile home park.
Yeah, Chino's a big yachting community.
Yeah, still want to know what you guys know about, you know, 25 different breweries over the course of a day and a half over in Portland. Hopefully you guys came up with something great, or Neil Fontana and Jim will have excellent stories to come back with because it might be a total failure. Love to hear what you guys think. Talk to you guys later. All right.
Peace.
I can't believe
we just did that.
He spilled the beans on the yacht club.
Yeah.
Man.
I totally thought Chino was a real yacht. Yeah, a real baller. Yacht damn it.
The Chino Delta.
I've seen yachts
go
San Diego before.
In Portland, so go it. To the new Land Double yachts. Mountain has a new tap room in
Whoa.
Portland.
Whoa. Double Mountain.
Just saying.
Thanks to Mikey, we know who that is.
Hell yeah.
Perfect Pour. It is Eddie Martin. Here is your week.
Oh, here we go, guys.
Ah, time for me to go to the bathroom.
I have Bill Clinton here to give it to you.
Fantasy football.
Still not David Lee Roth.
Thank you, Edward. Matthew, Michael, Nicholas of the Perfect Pour podcast.
Yeah, Nicholas.
I want to thank you for having me on. It's podcasts like this that are going to help make America great again.
All right.
That's right. I'm voting for Trump. Hillary's a cock block and deleted my Tinder account, so I'm all in on the Donald. Let's get into the week 3 fantasy action. And I'm a man who likes action. Oh, Ryan hell. Beagle beat Michael Learn 95-89. Maybe next time don't play Ryan Fitzpatrick, Michael. Ouch. He was about as horrible as an MGD on draft. Hey, wait. I actually like those.
Oh, Miller Jr. draft
barely,
on
barely
draft.
Got the win over Travis H. 98.
Mind blown.
I haven't seen a result this close since the hanging Chad of 2000. And by hanging Chad, I'm referring to my hanging dog. What? Y'all knew what I was talking about. Eddie returned to his dominant ways, smacking Thomas Pritchard 135-116. Marvin Jones led his team with 41 points. Is that right? Wow. Marvin Jones, that name reminds me of the time I put on Marvin Gaye and got freaky with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Oh, wait, I probably shouldn't have shared that story. I think I'm too many cocktails deep. Like an IPA that's been left in the fridge too long, chew your beer just needs to be thrown away. He's now 0-3 after losing to Greg Gillespie Beer Talk.
Poor Chew.
He lost 1-19-87.
Greg had a great day. Barbecuing, Terrell Pryor.
That man does it all just like my secretary. I need a new hobby. Hey, Mikey, you done good, kid. You smashed Corey 152-65. Round of applause from my boy Mikey.
Woo.
Now that's impressive. Captain Kirk Cousins led the way with 31, and LeGarrette Blount. Is that really his name? Blount? Wow, that's awesome.
That's right.
You know, it reminds me of when I used to give State of the Union. Used to smoke some doobies in the bag before taking the stage. Really brought my game up.
Bill.
Finally, that brings us to Tony Baggs, who beat Mike Pratt 120-98. Key Baggs has been on a bit of a tear lately. That does it for me, boys. Matthew, Michael, Nicholas. Did y'all watch the debate earlier this week?
I did.
Let me know how it went. I was higher than one of those balloons at the Democratic
Capitol. Oh, Bill, defense. You're hanging out with your daughter.
Keep
that's
up the
not
good
cool.
work, boys.
Keep up the good work, guys. Boom.
Wow.
Thanks for that. Fantasy Indie Beer Fantasy Football update.
Weird.
Bill.
Sports.
That was the freaking president, former president of the United States, called the show, guys.
Sports.
Jesus. Get a little fucking pumped up.
Hey, guys.
Paul. Oh, Paul.
I overheard your illustrious guest host, Scotty B, saying that he was going to be coming up to the Bay Area.
Yeah, he's going to go.
Hey, I live in the Bay Area.
Whoa.
Maybe that's already happened, but if not, Scotty B, if you're listening and you have not yet come to the Bay Area, dude, let me buy you a beer at Fieldwork. I can understand if you wouldn't want to do that. I mean, I'm kind of an asshole, but whatever. Hey, that invite goes out to everyone.
But he writes
all
a good
of you
song.
Guys, any Perfect Pour listeners, if you come to the Bay Area, these guys know how to get a hold of me.
What?
Who knows? Maybe I won't be available, but it's worth a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy you a beer. Anyway,
meet up with Paul at Fieldwork.
Hopefully we can hook up. Anyway, happy birthday to Matt. I know it was already your birthday, but I'm saying happy birthday now. And also one more thing, Aurora from Modern Times is really good.
God damn it.
Yum, yum. Bye-bye.
Let's go, Bob. Keep up the good work. There's an open invitation.
Good old
if you're
Paul.
At field, if you're going to field work, then let us know. And then through our channels, we'll contact Paul. And
ring the Paul bell. Like a bat. Do we have a Paul bat signal?
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah. It's you set out some hummus and he'll show up.
All right.
That's the Paul signal.
You guys ready for a new beer? Or,
yes. I
mean, what's up? Yes. Still got a few voicemails left.
I thought you would
we had to skip over some chew your beers. So here we go. Whoa, gosh.
That sound gusher. Gosh. You got a gusher.
It just almost died. It just gushed over electronic equipment. It almost bridged electricity to me. Nick is throwing me in an emergency paper towel.
Emergency.
There's beer in notes. There's beer in my iPhone.
Your beer phone was thirsty.
Good this thing it's life proof.
This is from Lumber Jose pre-buyout Terrapin Hops. Executioners.
I'm not sure we should drink that beer. I don't think you shook it up.
It's pre-buyout.
And it gushed.
Uh-oh. A gushing IPA isn't... We shouldn't drink it. He did give us two.
Yeah, farts like crazy.
Oh, man. This thing is wild. I don't know. Well, it's your call, your decision. Whether you want to drink it or not.
So what happens
Louis
with the gushing?
The studio dog is trying to drink some beer off the floor.
Infection.
If a beer was sometimes beers will re-ferment if they're unfiltered, so it could just be over-carbed. Or if it is infected in some way, that's what beer could usually gush. Because I don't think it got shooken on the way from the fridge to here.
Shooken, not stirred.
Shaker Lobster.
I don't think we should drink this because it smells like East Coast IPA.
It smells East Coasty.
Killer. It says killer IPA.
Hey guys!
You're going to die.
You hear me? Scotty!
Scotty B!
I'm just tired this morning. It's like 6:30 in the morning. And
yeah.
I'm on my way to work and no beer in sight. I won't be able to have a beer till who knows when. But anyway, about that IPA I was going to get you. It's not ready, and I'm like holding back on the dry hopping because I want it to be as fresh as possible. I really want it to pop. I want it to pop. And it's probably not going to be any ready for the next show either. Very unlikely. It's a slim chance I might get it by the next show. But you probably won't get it to the show after that. Well, unless you want to go to the Hogtoberfest on the 9th on the river. Think about it. Maybe you should show up.
A little bit.
Maybe I should kinda wake do. Up.
I've been to that. It's pretty tired. Damn cool.
Wednesday and... jeez.
Oh, poor Scotty.
Anyway, I'm off to work.
Off you can do it, Scotty B.
I'll be drinking. Isn't that great? Well, keep up the great work.
And I'm Scotty B. Poor Scotty B. I know how it is. Working for the man. Sucks. That Hogtoberfest there that they do for the Warthogs at Home Brewing Club here in Fresno. It's pretty awesome. It's right on the river. This doctor's house. They got this doctor that lets them do it. And
Dr. Homebrew?
He's not him, but it's pretty cool. If you you're only supposed to go if you're a member, but you know, if you're smart enough, you can get yourself in there. It's pretty cool. I wonder how Scotty B did with those beers. The fair is coming up. If you're local, make sure to go to the fair. Make sure to find that beer competition.
Hey, guys. I wanted to be the first person to offer my condolences to Paul from Fairfax. I know his divorce from Angelina Jolie is making a lot of public waves lately. So I want to let him know that we're all here for him and rooting for him and really want to do what's best for the kids.
Yeah.
On another note, that old beer I called about last week, the Mass Burning Rosids from Stone.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a Stone distributor when I was in my Total Wine, and he said that stuff was indeed cellared for the last 3 years, 4 years, whatever.
On purpose?
And then brought out. He said the smoke had dropped off a little more, but there's a little more floral note. So maybe we'll go and we'll tap that up. I don't know. We'll see. Another thing. Chew your beer. Looks like we're trying to get myself added in to help you in the fantasy football league. Don't know how much it's going to help because my other team in my other league's 0-3, but I'm going on strong. It's all about making the playoffs. It's all about your playoff seeding and then coming on strong right at the end. You know, fantasy football, sometimes that's something that you want to enjoy with someone else. You know, like when you murder your first hooker, you always want someone else there to help you along. Anyway, a couple episodes ago, Bearded Brewer's up in Sacramento, and I was going to call you guys for some recos up in Sactown. I'm going to be up there during GABF. Yeah, I know GABF's not in Sacramento, but I got to go up for work, and I'm spending the weekend. So I guess I'll take some suggestions. Since I'm going to be up there all weekend, should I clown around all day Saturday or Sunday and hit the local scene, or should I take that rental car with the free unlimited mileage and make the trek out and hit
go up to Truckee,
hit 50, Santa 50. Rosa, maybe get myself some Pliny. Let me know. Hey, keep up the goddamn fine good work, guys.
Whoa. Reco, give some Sacktown Recos.
Bike Dog, Fieldwork, Rubicon, Sacktown Union.
Sacktown Union. I haven't heard that one.
And there's a couple of more. There's like 30 breweries in Sacramento.
God dang.
University of Beer, Tank House, Dive Bar.
Dive Bar's a brewery?
Coin Op. Oh, he's looking for, you gotta, there's all kinds of things to do. Oh. Don't limit a man to just breweries.
Lowbrow. Gotta go to Lowbrow.
Lowbrow.
Pangea Cafe. Pangea
phone is damaged from the water.
Uh-oh, what's your damage?
It's not responding well. So what happened with this, that terrapin? We basically just had to kind of ignore it. So.
Yeah, it's,
I tried it a little bit.
It's rammy.
It's a little rammy. I love gold! What do we have here? Ooh.
I was specifically told for us to get to this beer because they fall off. Or maybe he just wanted us to try it. Sometimes it takes us a while to get around to things.
Yeah.
From Trillium Brewing, we have the double dry hopped scaled India Pale Ale. 7.7% alcohol, 1 pint brewed in Massachusetts. Brought to us by Justin Bernard.
Justin, of
Condominium Brewing.
I don't think we've had a Trillium beer.
He made his own porch bomb, and so he said, here you guys go, try it.
Don't think we've had Trillium, so it's exciting. If we have, I'm sorry. But
there's a nice little fermenter on the can. It's cool.
They've got some cred. Trillium.
Whoa.
There's a lot going on in that aroma.
Are you stealing all the aroma?
Funky. It's a funk.
I like it.
It's a funk. Last voicemail of the week. I'm the perfect
Hey, what's up? It's Matt Tacoma. But tonight, I'm in Puyallup.
Matt Tacoma.
I'm over here at a Fresh Hop Fest, dude. We're over here in, you know, land of the hops, Washington State, close to Yakima. In fact, I'll be in Yakima come Saturday for their Fresh Hop Festival, which a lot of people here tonight are going to be at. I'm at your typical strip mall growler shop.
Strip
right?
What?
And, dude, freshies, dude. Freshies on freshies on
freshies. Freshies, bro!
But I got to say, dude, I tended to go with the Amarillo and the Simcoe hops. Fremont combined the two, dude. That was my, I think it's called Cowichi. It was delicious, dude. I got a growler of it. Pretty excited about it. I don't know if I mentioned the beer liner, GABF, but yep, it's going down. 11 o'clock Saturday. Get there.
Leave GABF. It's Saturday.
Go straight to the beer liner.
It's Friday.
It's a big deal. Look it up on you'll book a face. And Pints for Prostates. That's the charity I was looking for the other day. But yeah, look me up, dude. I'll be there. I'll be the guy with like a semi beard, beer belly, looking just all sorts of.
Yeah, there'll be none of those
actually,
guys.
My yeah, party that day too.
The
I hope
only
she,
one.
Dude, I hope she makes it, man. I am nervous.
Me too.
Good lord, she's gonna go to the GABS, and we'll probably do stuff the day before we go there. Oh, Lodabye, dude. Lodabye. Guys, dude, love the podcast. I was drunk when I listened to the podcast the other day. I don't even know what I said.
We're good,
and I don't
drunk
know what
listen.
I said when I called in last time. The problem. Just repeat myself, probably. But hey, guys, keep up the good work. Crush those freshies.
Crush them, bro.
Crush. Crush up the good work. Crush up the good work, guys.
That was voicemails, man. Thank you. Yeah, there's the meetup, the GBF meetup. I was thinking it was, I thought you said last week it was Friday, but Saturday at GABF afterwards, there's a meetup, and there's also Labs Barking as well. So,
Good luck finding that bar.
Yeah, the Barking Lab Bar. You need to go find that. But that'd be super rad to have a Perfect Pour listener meetup at GABF. Son of a bitch. So I'm going to have to deal with that. what the hell? Where are we at now? It's time for looking out. What beers, Nick, are you looking out for? Or Matt? Beer,
no,
brewer.
No.
Beer brewers,
no. Right? Go, brother, go. Brother, go.
Me? Huh? What?
What are you looking out for?
I'm looking out for Narwhal. Just kidding. It's here.
Yay!
Narwhal season. It's awesome. I love it.
Doesn't it mean bourbon barrel-aged narwhals behind it?
Down into my belly. Well, for those of us that didn't have it at the Craft Beer Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, triple packs of barrel-aged narwhal hitting shelves soon.
Nice.
Very soon now. Very soon coming. Oh, but, sure.
Yeah, kid you not, the grocery store closest to you, Bullard mm-hmm. and West Save Mart,
yeah,
which is not known for craft beer selection, they even have four packs of narwhal for $9.99 right now.
That's exactly where I got it.
Whoa. All right.
The one beer that store got.
Yeah. They got quite a bit of it, too.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So 2016 narwhal.
Is that your honey hole right now?
Oh, yeah. I bought them out.
Gonna get some bagels and gonna get some Tillamook cheese and get some narwhal.
Mm-hmm.
Narwhal.
I like that combination. I will do that.
Bagel sandwiches are the best sandwiches.
They're the only kind of sandwiches.
Is that you're looking out for?
Oh, well, yeah. Do you need anything else?
No, I guess not. Apparently not.
Maybe some acoustic ales, if you know what I mean.
Ooh. Ooh.
Know what I mean, Vern?
Peter Brewer, what are you looking out for?
Of course, I'm looking out for Aurora. Thanks for rubbing it in my face, voicemails.
Isn't Aurora gone? Why is there all this research of Aurora talk? What am I missing?
That's
here?
The red rye.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh.
Vintage Aurora talk.
It is at.
It's popped up everywhere.
Maroa Shell.
It's popped up everywhere in town except for my side of town, which is Northwest. Yeah. So
the beer desert.
It's not that I can't get it. I wish it was closer to my house.
I saw it the other day, and I was working. I was just on a break, and yeah, if I
only
can't
there
buy
was somewhere
beer.
Between work and home.
So I was like, oh, look at that. I was like, wait, I didn't even know it was out or anything. I was just like, I didn't even understand it. I was like. Is Aurora out in that? Like, what's happening?
Had it. Shut
like,
up, brain.
I was like, is this old or is this new? I don't understand. And then I got confused and ran out. This place has one of those beer caves where you walk into the cooler, and I just busted the cooler open and was crying as I ran out of the store. I don't know anything anymore.
Flipped a table over and ran.
Yeah. The knocked over display.
But it was the gummy bear display, and it bounced right back up.
Is that the only thing, the Aurora? That's all you need?
I searched for more graveyards. It's already gone. Mm-hmm. I only got the one six-pack.
A good local spot to look for things that you think are gone but may not be is that place on the loop. Next to the Orchard Supply, the one next to
Man's Liquor.
Yeah, Man's number 3 or whatever.
Orchard Supply and Tap Room.
Yeah, Orchard Supply and Tap Room.
Hardware and
our
beer.
Our dream venue, hardware store that serves beer that has taps.
Yep. Another Modern Times is their True Lens. I had one of those.
Had it.
Bought one, it's gone already. And
I bought two, they're gone already.
Damn. Baller.
We had one here.
Baller oh, steps. I know in search of or looking out for. I'm trying to find, I've had some help in looking, but I'm trying to find a place in town that sells 6 or 12 packs of Fat Tire in cans. Not bottles, not folly packs.
Feels like I've seen those, though.
We don't get cans.
Hmm.
Brad Stacy took away our shift can privileges.
She took our can privileges away.
Shift was a good beer that was in cans, but they can be ordered from my understanding.
Citradelic.
You can find New Belgium beers in cans. Mm-hmm. You could find them outside of folly packs, but only certain places carry cases of cans, and I've seen bars have them, but I've yet to find a store in town. And that's what I'm in search of. I want a 12
pack. Looking out for, man. Brandon Wright.
That's Target. Looking out for.
Target your friend.
I want that case of Fat Tire cans because they're conditioned in my fridge and somebody comes over, they need a, hey, you're helping us sand our front door. Here's a fat tire.
Here's you need a, some front door help?
Oddly specific request.
You need some front door help. I'm your man. I'm all about front door. Oh,
yeah, they hear the back door guy.
Whoa.
Wow.
Seriously. Why can't a guy just walk into the store and get some fat tire cans? Come on.
Why is it that hard?
Why am I being repressed like
that's
this?
That's what she said. Why is it that hard?
It's been a while.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Man,
well, I'm looking out for some cloud water bottles. Cloud water is from across the pond.
I don't think it's good if Manchester, your water's cloudy.
Manchester, England.
Is that next to Wales?
Cloudwater Brewing. Yeah, it's probably by Wales.
Probably.
I mean, those you're geographically, not, you know, challenge. It's just a really good bottle art. It's different bottle art, and it would look really cool. So, if anyone wants to throw us a Cloudwater bottle, go ahead. You know, that'd be cool. Alpine Brewing. I don't know if you guys have heard of this place.
Sounds familiar.
Singled Out. They have an IPA called Singled Out. It is a Mosaic Hop IPA.
Like all the 90s Mosaic MTV Hop show?
IPA. I now want that.
Almost a Mosaic IPA from frickin' Alpine.
All Mosaic, all Mosaic.
Single Out.
Did Jenny McCarthy come with that bottle?
Well, that would be the worst thing that ever happened. Tap It. I know this isn't a new beer, but I just noticed it, and you guys, it's got car stuff on the label. So
of course,
three on the tree.
Yep.
Have you guys had that before?
Yes.
A triple IPA from Tap It.
Quite possibly.
What is that, a car reference? Three on the tree.
Yes.
What is the hell is that?
So there was most older cars, you would have the automatic gear selector would be on the column, per se. Well, they had a version of vehicles that had either a 3 or 4 speed manual transmission, but you shifted it from the column.
Shifted in forward?
Yeah.
And reverse.
And reverse, yes.
Foreign or domestic?
So you grab the selector on the column, you throw it up, that's first. You throw it all the way down, that's second. You pull it. Put it in the middle, pull forward towards you, put it back up, that's third, and you could throw it down, that's fourth, and you could push back and up and over, and that's reverse. Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Three in the tree means there's 3 speeds.
Yes, I know, but there was 4. This is 3.
He's getting to it.
But, so, that was a thing.
All right.
You probably could have had I don't know if El Camino had a 3 on the tree.
There's 3 on the tree. All right.
More, like station wagons,
yeah.
Like 3 on the trees.
If you had a station wagon,
you're a 3 on the tree.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's not a good car. I mean, those cars.
And do not be in a hurry.
No.
There's no speed shifting.
That car was an oxymoron.
And don't do it in San Francisco because you'll be rolling backwards before the light changes. Yes.
But, I mean, that car was an oxymoron because it had a bench seat so your honey could be next to you. But you couldn't have your arm around her because you had to shift all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yellow car guy wouldn't have that problem.
Shifting American all the
graffiti.
Time.
American graffiti reference.
And you can't. Hey, what color is that? Piss yellow?
That's a field car. Field car. What's a field car? Field cars. Field car that runs around the field. Just turn up all the shit so the crops can grow.
I need to
rewatch
that movie.
Yeah. Best movie ever. American Graffiti. Go watch it. Looking out for Stones Enjoy By 10/31/16. They're a Halloween. You got to drink it by Halloween.
I thought you were over those beers.
They're hit and miss. Sometimes they hit, sometimes they miss. I always like to try it and see if they can hit or miss.
If
so
they hit.
The current Enjoy By out now is the 10/31/16. And that's your looking out for me. I think clean that up. So,
Bring
Drinking! Untapped. I am Dorktown. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
And I approve this message.
Nick is the Nick 80.
Word.
You can follow us on Untapped. We're various skill levels of checking in. sometimes you'll see. I just recently saw Matt check in about 20 beers in about 5 minutes. No, I'm not sure that he drank all those. I don't think that was a live checking in.
I was catching up on stuff.
You're catching up on. So what were you? What have you been caught drinking? You've got 2 weeks to answer to, bro.
Bro. I left out a lot of stuff. I did the abridged version. Some good vibes from Southgate. I was up there on my birthday drinking some beers.
Did anyone buy you a birthday beer up there?
No.
What a bunch of assholes in Oakhurst.
It's okay.
That's it. Their reputation, man. Oakhurst.
Southgate assholes. IPA, Deadwood Porter. I had all those there. I was just happy to be out of town on my birthday. I went to Spokeasy. And I had the Sorry Umami IPA that was from Yoho Brewing.
Unagi.
Yoho.
And then I was... Go ahead. Oh, sorry. What are we pointing at? I don't understand.
I was just pointing at beer.
My friend Jeff, he took me to Popolo's.
Popies?
The day after my birthday.
Popolo's? Don't call me Popey.
To treat me to lunch. And
isn't that our weatherman?
And they, Michael Reiner, one of the servers there, he bought me an Excalibur.
Oh, so, finally.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Well, no, I was at Spokeasy and people were buying me, bought me more beers than I could drink.
Perfect Pour listeners?
Then Lauren from World Market actually beard it forward me $25 at Spokeasy, so now I have to go back.
Whoa, you've got plenty of beer drinking money at Spoke.
Well, she drove to Southgate, so I did pay for the Southgate tab, but she did pay me back $25 at Spokes, which is pretty generous.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's two beers.
You've got beer banked at Spoke. Yeah, if you don't know, you can buy people a beer at Spokeasy when they're not there, and then when the next time they come in, it's bought for them.
Mm-hmm.
The Spokeasy one of those was.
Had a Fruitlands with apricot that was sitting in my fridge. Also had a Universal Friends.
How is that Fruitlands with apricot?
It tarted up a bit. I was puckering up a little bit. I liked it. Universal Friend, which is the Great Musk's Saison from Modern Times. I was enjoying one of those. I had a Fat Tire can at Goldstein's. There you go.
A what? Oh, no, sorry.
Well, since you did it, I figured it was a good time.
Did you have a Goldstein's?
I had a Fat Tire can at Goldstein's.
Why do they have cans there?
Secret menu.
Secret menu at Goldstein's.
When I was at... also at Spokeasy, I finally had the Deep Dish, which was the Knee Deep Pizza Port collab.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking good.
Ooh.
And then I had
roasty
a beer I didn't even know that was coming to me that I love it. The birthday beer that the brother got for me, which was the Melrose from Beechwood. I gave that 5 stars.
Whoa, Melrose. Damn it.
Yeah, I messed up on that one. I mean, not messed up. Well, I had a choice to make between beers.
Beers. You gave him the beer you wanted.
No, I gave him the beer you wanted.
What? You gave me a beer I wanted, though.
Yes.
You gave me the...
Yeah, yes, that's true.
Yeah, you gave me the 6-point.
But you also mentioned, oh, it'd be cool to have some Melrose. And I was like, oh, man.
Well, I can't, you know, choose all the beers.
Yeah.
As nice as it would sound.
I could give the bottle to him.
No.
He licked it clean.
Don't want it.
Well, no, what I mean was I brought the acoustic here. That was my choice.
All right. Well, maybe we can get to that before the show's over here.
Maybe.
I'm sorry. I saw this in the fridge, and I was like, oh, hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
How you doing?
We have Alesmith Speedway Stout, Imperial Stout with coffee. I think either Chew gave this or Mike Sardina gave this to us. I don't know which. Right? I believe so.
Sure.
So cheers to Mike Sardina, now of Hillstead Farm, or Chew Your Beer. But don't listen, donate a beer. The classic Speedway Stout.
The classic.
I saw it sitting in the fridge and it was staring at me all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Is that just how you like it?
Nick? Breakfast in a bottle.
This a top five for you right here?
Definitely top five.
Mm.
Most definitely. Maybe even top three. Holy crap.
Wow. Really getting in there. Well, I had a, you know,
what
fairly,
you been drinking?
Fairly uneventful. I had a six pack of Whitney that I was milking for the whole week.
Nice.
Alesmith Double IPA.
That's a good Alesmith. One.
Yeah, it's all right.
What?
It's all right.
What?
It's okay. Tricera Hops Double IPA from Ninkasi.
Nice. How is that holding up?
Yeah, it was kind of old, but it was only like $5.
Wow.
That's what made me buy it. Might have been six. Might have been $5.99. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I know this beer.
Yeah.
$6 for a double IPA bomber. That's nothing wrong with that.
So Blue Ox was texting me earlier. He says bombers in the East Coast are $10 to $12. Does that seem a bit high to you?
Well, I guess it depends on what it is.
Like a Alesmith double IPA.
It's obviously it's high, but I guess you got to factor in making its way out there to the East Coast. I mean, you expect it to be a little bit, but that seems a little bit high.
Yeah.
Even for coming out, even, you know, bumping it up $3 for as opposed to being in California. And going
for travel time,
it seems a bit
like
extreme.
Oh, that'd be like Dogfish Head being
right for us,
you know, $3 more.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was interesting. He like because
a little high,
you know, he's industry, so he knows beer prices and stuff. And he says bombers just don't work because the price is so high by the time they get out there.
Yeah,
everybody's six packing it.
I have my first pumpkin beer of the season, Bearded Brewer. Don't get jealous.
I saw that on Untappd. God damn it.
Pumpkin ale from Dogfish.
Oh, speaking of.
It's very standard. Yeah, just Dogfish.
Just kidding. That's what's in the Speedway Stout bottle.
Very standard. Like,
spit it out.
Very standard, you know, pumpkin beer. It's a probably one of your better representations of, like, if you're going to calibrate your pumpkin beers, that's a good one to calibrate with.
Tis pumpkin season.
So there you go. Bing got
Epic again. Brewing has a pumpkin beer out right now.
Ooh. Becky's a pumpkin beer drinker. Don't think less of her, Beer Brewer. I think the Uinta is her favorite. Uinta's
Pumpkick
something. One of those pumpkin names. So I got to find that. It usually does come into town.
Yes.
Well, guys, join the stout here.
Mm-hmm. I, too, have had a light week. I think the only thing crazy that I've had other than Narwhal is the One Louder from Barley Forge.
One Louder. Company. Oh, you had that?
Yeah.
That's been a looking out for a beer for a long time.
Damn it.
How is it though?
It was okay. The label is probably better than the beer is.
Ooh, it's a good label.
Yeah.
It's got the, Spinal Tap reference, mm-hmm. One Louder, and it's got an amp, the knob for an amplifier, and it's got the 11. On there, on the knob.
10, 11. It's
pretty rad ball.
And the knob pointer is at the 11.
Yeah. Yep. Want it.
And, I had a,
I did a Popolo's lunch, big fat Popolo's slice.
That's correct pronunciation.
That's a fat slice.
Fat slice special, salad bar and a fat slice. And had me a kickback from Drake's Brewing.
You see always
those,
good.
These are love that kickback.
That was good.
The slices are usually the best deal. Mamma Mia's Pizzeria, pizza by the slice, it's like $3 or $4. And it's big. It's like almost as big as, probably as much as you would get if you had a single. Wow. But it's, you know, good $5 cheaper.
Oh, there you go.
There you pro go. Tip. Pro yeah. tip. Just get the pizza by the slice. Get like 2 pizza by the slices. You'll be set.
Nice. No beer at Mamma Mia's, though.
No. That is, Mamma Mia's is a takeout place.
Yeah.
Not a hangout place.
But Mike's Pizzeria.
Mike's, though. They got beer. That lounge, bro.
Lounge. This was filmed before a live studio audience.
The show is drawn by a live studio audience.
It's been my favorite Paul song for the past 3 weeks.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What's better than Cheers right now?
My beer was cold.
Cold transferred, man. I'm over it. Over it. Cheers.
East Coast beers. Midwest beers.
He doesn't say Midwest beers.
Oh, he does.
He does? He references Midwest beers?
Do you even know your Paul song?
I don't know. We'll have to listen to that at the end of the show. Cheers, guys. The Bearded Brewer 87. Is there anyone that cheers?
Fuck no. I'm just kidding. I said the wrong word first. Yes, I have cheers. Cheers out to Chino Yacht Club, my new untapped friend. Another untapped friend I have is Joshua May, as previously mentioned to the beer reviews and the Papa Hop beer store, I think he is. Or
Papa Hopalos?
Yeah, there you go. Cheers out to him. He requested friendship on untapped. So cheers to those fellas in the craft beer. That's me. That's it.
That's me. I'm the Bearded Brewer.
I make the rules.
The one, the only, the one, the ugly.
What movie is that? Is that Pee Wee Herman? Who are you? I'm the Bearded Lady.
That sounds like Pee Wee Herman.
Damn it. I'm the Bearded Katie. Brewer.
Cheersing people.
Cheers is to... Chris Traeger?
No. Chris Traeger? Traeger Grills?
Traeger Grills.
Here's the Traeger Grills.
And Perkins. Jaded Dave. Need Beer Company. Coffee and Comics. Sarah Quinn. Name of the episode goes to Robruto. And last but not least, Find a Hoppy Place.
Find a hoppy place.
Find a hoppy find place. Find a hoppy place. Find a hoppy place.
Find a hoppy place. Cheers to International Podcast Day.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening to this on the day we drop on Fridays, this is International Podcast Day. It is a celebration of podcasting.
So give us a hug.
Give us a hug. I am a huge podcast nerd and...
Nerd!
I've been podcasting for 11 plus years.
Is that all?
And yeah,
lame.
This is a
nerds.
So this is our national day. Like IPA day is, this is International Podcast Day is. So yeah, if you want, there are other podcasts to check out. There's Dorktown. There's Get Off My Podcast and Flowing with Famous. Those are other shows out of the Dorktown studio. If you want to add to your podcast listings, we don't do weekly like this one. Perfect Pour every Friday. Expect a new Perfect Pour.
Yeah.
This is the weekly one, but all the others, Dorktown's been there with Bells and producer Becky for 11 plus years. And Joshua Teehee and I do Flowing of Famous as a Fresno podcast. And then
if you're not tired of Fresno, Trent,
my cousin Trent and I do a Harrison Ford podcast. That's the Get Off My Podcast one. So there you go. Yay to podcasting. Yay. I'm as much more, probably more of a podcasting nerd than beer nerd. So, you know, not that that's that.
Let's impressive. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
With a beer.
Oh, I don't know about that. That sounded like, what is it? If you got 22. It sounded like a 22 opening.
You chose wisely.
Oh, we haven't played ABV game this week, have we?
I'm stealing all the aroma. I don't care.
Ah, you aroma stealer. What have we got here? What is the final beer of the week?
So, I know you've mentioned this before, nope. Mikey.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Acoustic Ales.
Oh.
Out of San Diego, California. They always have music.
Yeah, cool baller.
Musically referenced.
We've had a couple on the show. Yep.
Some of
look on the wall, bro.
Oh, there it is.
There's that one with like the skeleton metal girl, and then there's the James Brown one. We've had that one.
Okay.
So, but no.
So
we got awesome label art.
They always have musically referenced names,
right?
This happens to be "Hit Me with Your Best Hop."
Come on, hit me with your best hop.
Citra IPA. I figured
Pat Benatar song.
You guys would hate it, so I brought it.
I gotta do a palate cleanse with some crackers.
Palate cleanse, bro. I'm going straight in.
Oh, yeah. Can't cleanse your palate.
It's like a 9 on an SRM. That's pretty coppery color. Did you say Citra?
Mm-hmm.
That's that Citra. That nose is all Citra.
This one's sharp. I'm guessing 9. I'm going to go 9 it's flat.
I got a woman that may be or may not be a Pat Benatar lookalike with the hop. She's got like a Medusa hair, but it's all hops instead of snakes.
Medusa.
Oh, man. That smells delicious.
Mm-hmm. Aroma.
Aroma. They hit on the aroma.
All the occasions.
Did you say IPA? Did you say double? Did you say anything?
Mm-mm. I gave no clues. I'm the worst. You
just said Citra.
I'm the worst beer describer ever. I said Citra and acoustic.
Well, what's the percentage you think on this? We did do a percentage earlier, huh?
9. Mine was 9.
You think it's 9?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see it, huh? I see it.
I avoided it at all costs.
Bitter Brewer.
Let me get a little more sip.
a little more deliberation.
I'm going to say 7-8.
It is. 8%. Look at Bearded Brewer, man. Getting good at this.
It does have a bitterness lingering, but to me, there is so much Citra hop in here, it almost has an oniony flavor, which you can confuse for alcohol bitterness in a higher ABV. Use so much hops.
I like it.
That it just kind of takes on a different flavor. But this is pretty damn good.
You did good on this one, Nick 80. This nice. Is good. I like it. Well, cheers
You could show up another week to the podcast.
You can come back. Cheers to our patrons, the golden gods of the Perfect Boar. The ones that donate money to us every month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/perfectpour, patreon.com/perfectpour. That is our page on the Patreon where you can donate money to the show. And if you so choose, you can get special bonuses like you get the show a couple hours before the rest of the public does, and you get do you hear the tailgate audio, which is just us hanging out and talking shit before the show. And we're going to get into our YouTube page at some point here. We're going to start doing some YouTube stuff. So cheers to you guys. And what the fuck is that?
Inspector Gadget?
Yeah, Inspector Gadget.
I don't know what that's referring to, but...
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
Did we talk about this earlier?
Yeah, you guys don't remember?
Oh, dude. I'm sorry I didn't get that reference sooner then, because we totally talked about it earlier. Yeah,
totally.
I'm surprised there's not a go-go. Goes, gadget.
Goes, gadget, hops.
Goes, gadget.
Nice. Another goes reference.
Well, right. Penny.
Well.
Penny was a thing in the gadget.
That was.
Yeah,
was
there we go.
Daughter.
Penny yep.
was a thing. Right, well, everybody, thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour.
Yes.
This has been fun.
You seem...
Perfect Pour.
You sound like that was a
question. I'm surprised you're still here.
Who put a question on the teleprompter?
He'll read anything. At Perfect Pour Pod on all the social medias. PerfectPourPod.com. If you ever want to look at show notes and the show glossary, there's a glossary for the show.
In case you're like, completely lost.
Totally lost by the references. There's a glossary for that. So, everyone, be safe and have a fun week drinking craft beer.
Safely.
And get in touch with us during the week through the social media, and then we'll be out back next week. Talk about the things about beer. And we had a controversy on what he said, the lyrics for Cold Chancellor.
Oh.
You're talking, you said there's Midwest beers in there?
Yeah. Coast beers, Midwest beers.
I want to see.
No West now Coast beers.
Could I have not realized he said Midwest beers? My beer was raunchy. What's he say there? Warren Chasen? Wait. My beer was... I'm sure I figured this out before, but...
I'm totally sure.
No, it's like... it's. Come on.
I've deduced the lyrics instantly. My beer was Warren Chasen. Warm Chasen?
Did he say Warren Chasen? No, he doesn't say Warren. Was... No, I swear I figured this lyric out before, and now I can't remember how I figured it out. It's not Warm Chasing, but like that's what's in my head. Damn it. Give me nothing but aggravation. No, maybe he's talking about being warm.
Okay.
Because it's cold transfer.
Cold transfer. Cold transfer. That's from my soul.
Damn it, he said it! They got nothing on a cool
beers. I am success. I'm great success.
I think Midwesters need to be feel good that they got represented.
I think they should. Cold transfer. Transfer my soul. Cold transfer. So what's Paul's number one? Do you guys have a number one on the charts for Paul?
Right now it's Cheers for me.
Cheers?
Yeah.
There's some
when it hits that end of the show when we're giving out some cheers. I love that right now. I'm loving it.
What about Lost Tracks? Like, whatever happened to
Lost Tracks?
Soccer Mom.
You know, find some Lost Tracks?
Yeah.
Well, Soccer Mom, he wrote that before The Perfect. Like, that's a separate song.
And
that,
the Modern Times song?
That happens
song?
To tie in with the show and with Libertine.
And there's the Modern Times.
There's two Modern Times songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's some deep tracks.
Which ones do you like? I mean...
On the day Modern Times
this one.
There you go.
There we go.
Classic folk tune.
Taking
folk,
me back.
The folk ballad.
Or do you want the other one? Sitting on a hill. This one's
out. This is the deep track.
This is deep, dude. This is deep. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Even better still would be outside. I see it in the store, drink it like a whore, till there is no more. Stumbled into bed, dreams of you inside my head. Pretty soon we'll be me and the dream go.